Christian Zimbardo, you are here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I say first things first. Yesterday was your favorite day of the year. What was it?
Yesterday was Worldwide International Recyclers Day.
So happy International Worldwide Recycling
Day.
Thank
you, sir.
That's very nice.
And thank you to Nosar Recycla and everything you guys are doing.
It's been 3 weeks since it all started. Something that Nosara struggled for about 10 years.
And what is it specifically?
Municipality trucks from Nicoya are coming in and picking up all the trash.
Well, what was happening before Nicoya was doing this?
It was Nosara handling this huge situation by itself. And maybe not the best way.
Well, the trash has to go somewhere. And yes. What's been happening in the past is a private company has been picking up the trash, taking it to the dump that we don't necessarily feel is a dump, which is a whole another story in and of itself.
Yes.
But what you're saying now is Nicoya is picking up the trash and taking it away, and it's being disposed of in a better manner.
On a daily basis, right? Everything that gets picked up with a 12-ton truck daily gets taken 60 kilometers away, all the way from Santa Cruz, right? So yeah. In a way, I mean, it's a huge thing, right? It's a big deal. And I wouldn't say it was a private network that used to run this show, but it was a local family effort, right? Which involved many people trying to make up for something that wasn't given to Nosara for so long.
We've been putting the trash in a location that it's not necessarily supposed to be, it seems like.
It's in the middle of a tropical forest. That's how wrong it is, right? There's in between 10 and 12,000 tons of trash right on top of Nosara's aquifers. Like right next to the Quebrada Subibaja, which is a small little river that gets full on rainy season. And when it rains, I mean, it rains like there's no tomorrow, right? You can see it as a waterfall of stuff just going into the river, right? And then that goes to Bocas de Nosara, and then that goes to the sea. Environmentally, it's a big deal, right?
We don't have a guarantee that Nicoya is going to continue to pick up our trash. Is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we have a limited amount of time, and we have to get people to participate in this system. Otherwise, it might go away.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea is that the contract is only for a year with a 6-month extension. And it turns out Nosara has to prove the municipality that the service can sustain itself. That's okay. The whole idea, right?
Okay.
So this is all part, I wouldn't say a bigger plan, but this is all part of, let's just say something bigger, right? There's something called Sistema de Integración Municipal. Every house in Nosara has been already put on the list, right?
Okay.
So it isn't like, nah, I'm not going to pay for the service. Don't worry about it. I'll throw that in the river. Nah, you have already been added to a list, and you're supposed to pay for trash pickup.
How much does it cost, and how do people pay this? Because it seems like there's a little bit of confusion right now. People don't know how to pay or where to pay, and a lot of people don't necessarily live here.
That is true.
So how much does it cost to pay for recycling and trash pickup, and how do people pay?
If you own a house, it goes for a little more than $10,000 every 3 months.
Okay.
Right? When it comes to recycling, which is quite a struggle. They're aiming for $10 a month.
Okay, so $10 a month for recycling and about $17, $18 every 3 months for trash.
You might want to go a little extra and say, okay, oh, $10. Oh, here's $120. Just cover this year.
I got you.
That would be like quite
so a... So that gets you happy. I can see it in your face.
No,
so,
I mean, I'll tell you the truth. We sat down in a month for the recycling center to work is 2 million colones, right? That involves 3 employees. It includes the electricity bill. I mean, pretty basic to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And I mean, it's 2 million colones. And so far we have a hotel route on Mondays in which they'll pay something, which is huge to tell you the truth, right? We started with 6. We're already up to 11 hotels. And if we take all this money and like the month to month contributions, right? Like for the NCA, everything adds up to only 500,000, right? So we're 1.5 million short every month.
We're short about 1.5 million colones per month.
Every month, yes.
We have too few people participating in the new trash system, and we need them to participate. And for a residential home, it's going to be, again, about $17, $18 every 3 months for trash. $10 a month is what we're asking for recycling. So that's not very expensive. If you have a mixed use, it's a little bit more expensive. And it, the only way it gets up to where it costs anything is if you have a huge enterprise. And what you're telling me is the hotels are now participating and we're garnering traction as far as the hotels go in particular.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So Veronica shared that with us and that's great. Hotels used to compete and fight. And in small towns, it's easy to compete and fight each different little organization. And we're all also searching for money. The monkeys need money. The trees need money. Everybody needs money. Like, it's just how it goes. And there's only so much to go around. In the past, our trash is going to the wrong location, handled basically all improperly. Now, for the first time ever, we have it being handled properly, is what you're saying. And that's what you're so excited about.
Yes.
But now we have to participate. Otherwise, we're going to lose it.
Yes. I guess that's the best way to summarize it. Yes.
Okay. Of course. Well, that's what we're doing here today. That's why you're here. You got to put it on us because, like I said many times before, I really think NOSARA will step up. I think people will pay. They just don't know what's happening. So we need to do stuff like this and create the awareness and get it out there. But the people who recycle already don't necessarily need to hang around just people who recycle already now and then talk about it. They need to talk to the people who aren't recycling at all and who aren't participating. Like, that's who we have to go reach, exactly. The people who don't know.
This is not a favor that you're doing to us. This is, dude, this is what you're supposed to do, like, for real.
Well said.
This is your part, right?
It's very affordable compared to the alternative. Just a month ago, we've been doing it, what now, 3 weeks?
Yes, 3 weeks.
Just a month ago, things were so messed up. We're pouring it right into a location very close to the ocean, above NOSARA's water system, at a dump that's not even supposed to be a dump in the first place. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting times, but we need people to pay for it. And I think they will. We need some help in some other arenas. I know people volunteer and go down there. You know, the Bobbies and the nieces and those type of people have been going, if I remember right, most Thursdays.
Yes.
You find someone down there.
Thursday mornings, 8 o'clock sharp, they'll be there.
What they say, and I've heard, and you and I have talked about in the past, is that what we could use help with is the vacation rental homes and the residents if they started separating their trash and their, in particular, their organic compost. Is that correct?
That is correct. Most, they say about 50% of your trash is organic stuff.
So what do you guys have to do if it comes to you all in one bag, not mixed up, and people aren't doing this?
I mean, we're not picky, right? We're not asking for 7 or 8 different bags. Dude, we just want the whole thing on a clear bag. Clean and dry. That's it.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
So walk us through it in baby steps here.
Oh, yeah.
So for recycling, clear bag.
Trust me, it's just a clear bag.
What do they put in? Plastics?
Without going too much into it, the problem with NOSARA is that it's too far away from everything. Nobody wants to drive all the way here to take something like Tetra Pak, right? Like, that is only 10 colones a kilo. I mean, nobody's going to drive all the way here just to have his whole truck filled up with Tetra Pak. People are like, fuck off. I don't want to be here. Yeah. So what's up? Like, I'm not going to make any money off of it, right?
They'll spend more on gas and fixing their car driving on our roads.
Exactly.
I get it.
What I'm trying to say is that if you were to look at most of the plastic stuff, there's 7 types of plastic, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, if you look at it, there's going to be a little triangle, and then right in the middle, there's going to be a number, right? There's you're only going to come across 7 numbers. The only numbers that we can recycle are number 1 and number 2, meaning, for example, number 1 are like Coca-Cola bottles, right? These crunchy bottles. Number 2, like detergent containers, right?
Okay.
So that's all the plastic we can deal with.
Really?
That's the only plastic we have a market for that we can sell. So if you're in a plastic bag, right? Plastic bag, oh yeah, that's recyclable. Yes, they might be recyclable in San Jose. We just haven't found.
No, this is interesting. This is why I wanted to have you on. I'm learning something right now. And hopefully other people are too. So there's only 2 types of plastic in NOSARA that we can recycle anyway.
For now, yes.
Okay. And it's basically the Coca-Cola bottle and then like your detergent type, a strong bottle. And those are number 1 or number 2?
Yes, sir. I mean,
so inside of a plastic bag, people should put number 1 and number 2. That was a horrible, that sounds horrible, but you said it. So they should put plastics that have the number 1 on the plastic by the little triangle thing.
Exactly. And in a way, I mean, when you explain this to people at a, I mean, we get plenty of volunteers, right? which, well, we, no, let's just put this in a better way. We don't get enough volunteers.
Okay.
But when you explain this to people that have never been at the recycling center, it's easy, right?
I gotcha.
So we have these sorting tables, right? Like badass tables, like big. So we put a whole bunch of all recyclables all mixed up and whatever. And people look at stuff. I mean, they're just suddenly, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that you're going to realize after a while that everything, every piece of plastic that gets into your hand, you're going to turn it around and go like, oh, what number is it? Mm. Oh, what do you know? It's a 5. Oh, polypropylene. Oh my God. I mean, it's all I'm saying is that
you should be an announcer with that cool announcer voice you just had.
Polypropylene. And now I'm not even sure that if it's the right number for the right stuff, but fuck it. It's all
good. Yeah, no worries, man. I get it. So people's awareness is changing when they come volunteer at the facility and check it out.
The way we say it is like an environmental slap across your face. Like good, I mean, slap. You wouldn't, I mean, Nosara is Nosara, right? I mean, I call it the Independent Republic of Nosara. That's just me, right? But you have this amazing setup, right? You have surfers, you have yoga, and again, everything that involves yoga. You have people that live in a jungle bubble that they just love the fact that finally, after a lot of effort, they were able to be here. Then on the other side, you have Nosara, right? Mm-hmm. You have Arenales, you have Santa Marta, you have San Pedro, you have everything Nosara. Else. Yes, everything right. else. And they're very apart from each other, extremely apart from each other, right? And for me, this is quite interesting. I live at the dump. I've been living there for 13 months. When I go out, this is how I explain it right away. When I go out, I don't go to Guiones, right? I can't afford it. So I go to Buenanota, right? I go to a Tropicana. I go just like, I mean, I'm not a party animal, right? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm in direct contact with the other side of Nosara, right? They both have their thing, right? They both are very special and in their very own unique way. But I believe that if there's something that can help both of this context to be a little closer, it's something that is affecting both of them. And that's trash. And that's recycling. And that's one of the most obvious things they share all together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have all these amazing organizations, volunteers and everything, right? You got the firemen, which are badass. You have, I mean, the people that takes care of all the monkeys, street animals and everything. These are all very novel causes, right? But I find it hard to believe that every single person in Nosara can relate to one of those, right? However, if you look at trash and if you look at recycling, I do think it's a big deal, right? And it's a huge opportunity, to tell you the truth.
Oh, hey, I would tell you this. There's more of an awareness right now about recycling and our trash situation than there's ever been. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm obviously not. We're sitting here trying to come up with solutions and whatnot. But I am saying more people are talking about it. The awareness with social media and the awareness from people beating that drum of, mm-hmm. hey, guys, pay attention to this. It is working. And that's also what we're trying to do right now. So hopefully people see this and they're like, $120 a year for recycling? Of course I'll do that. And if we do that, Nicoya will pay attention and say, you know what? We'll keep coming and doing this. And we very much need them to, because our whole goal is to turn the current dump into a nature preserve, which it should be anyway.
Yes.
Is that accurate? Is that
quite accurate? Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully people listen and then respond to it. I want to thank you for the term jungle bubble. That was awesome. The Independent Republic of Nosara. I enjoyed that. I think you said that, and then there was one other one that you said that I forgot. Either way, you're giving me some good slang. I'm going to use it 3 times, give you credit each time, and then after that, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, for sure. I've taken many, many stuff from people around here, okay. Like cookies. And the Nosara Recicla meetings, I mean, everything's good, right? We're doing the right thing and everything, but sometimes there's I wouldn't say controversy, but...
No fistfights?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a little bit. That's the best way to put it.
I bet Cookie wins. No, I would. Bobby would win if you guys were all fighting.
Nah, I think Bobby will just like,
I think Bobby
will outdo everybody. Like, yeah, that was it.
She's tough.
and it turns out that we were in this back and forth conversation, and it was almost like, and then Cookie stopped me and said, you know what, Chris? I'm like, yes, there's always three versions, right? There's your version, there's my version, and then there's what really happened. Boom, that was it. And I've used that ever since. And whenever there's a mix-up conversation, something that is not moving, I'll use that, right? And it's yeah, I mean, it works, definitely. Same as saying that, also from Cookie, that whenever you don't know enough information, and she said it on your show, and she said once that whenever there's not enough information, people tend to fill up everything with negative stuff.
That's true. Yes. So let's segue into your situation and how that happens. Right now, social media boards, somebody will go see the dump, type in something, oh, the trash situation, everything's horrible. And then well-intended people sometimes get a little feisty and fired up and start filling in information that may or may not necessarily be the case.
Right, right.
But it's generally because people care. But there's a lot of confusion over the trash situation. As far as volunteers go, what volunteers do you need and when do you need them?
The only days that it might be a little complicated is Mondays and Wednesdays, right? Which is our routes, like pickup routes. But we shouldn't be spending time sorting stuff, right? We got more important things to do, right?
Okay.
And if there's lines, well, if there's a line of bags waiting to be sorted, Nosara has to sort them, right? So in a way, the core idea of this whole thing is that Nosara needs to sort his own stuff.
Gotcha. So instead of people showing up at the facility to sort through the trash, you're saying you would need a volunteer to start at home and sort it there.
That's even the best way to put it, yes.
Okay. So it's not that you guys are looking so much for volunteers to come sort trash. That's what people have done in the past. But going forward, your goal is to move away from that?
We could make lots of progress if people starts by stopping by.
Christian, what volunteers do you need? Because I know the goal is to get it to where people don't have to come in on Thursday mornings and sort the trash. I get all that. But you still need some help right now. When do you want people to show up and what will they be doing?
They're most likely going to be sorting stuff, right?
Okay. And finding the right number of plastic.
Exactly, yeah. Like there's a huge table in which there is aluminum cans, like Tetra Pak. There's plastic. There's a whole bunch of things. And even if we have a whole bunch of plastic, we still need to go through that, right? We still need to line up all the green bottles, all the water bottles, so we can sell them. And at the end, I mean, if it isn't sorting stuff, all efforts are welcome.
Dave's, though, you had mentioned one time Mondays and Wednesdays are bad.
Yes, they're bad because we're out there trying to pick up as many recyclables as possible. There's nothing more important than guys coming in. Doesn't matter what we're doing. Doesn't matter, you know, whatever. There's nothing more important than the guys that are driving by or visiting us.
Got it. So you're still in education phase where you're getting everyone aware of what's going on, seeing the facility. And your hope is that they go back and preach that to everyone else. And the word gets out and people start doing it themselves, essentially. So your biggest need right now, it sounds like, is people to participate in the new municipality trash program. And then your second need is volunteers to come to the facility to help separate the plastics that you actually can sell.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you need? What else is going on out there? Because I know there's some campaigns that you guys have going where you're getting deposit spots for recycling throughout the community in various neighborhoods, which is fantastic.
One of the nicest things that has happened in a while is a meeting that we have that we had last week at the Gilded Iguana, right? There was La Asociación de Desarrollo from Nosara. There was from La Esperanza, from Las Delicias. It was a whole bunch of people, right? And it turns out that's not common here in Nosara. It was a good startup, right?
Sounds awesome.
And it isn't stopping there, right? Because we're meeting in 15 days again. In 2 weeks, we're going to sit down again and come across everybody's opinion and saying, hey, so what's up? So what did you find out? So
what were the biggest takeaways from that meeting? What were the high points?
Just explain to everybody that we're broke. and
there is so each division stood up and said, why we're broke.
And yeah, another one stood up. It was about us being honest and saying, hey, I mean, we already have a trash pickup. But unfortunately, we don't have a way of picking up your recyclables. That's it.
I talked to Nisa a little bit. She said they were thinking of opening up where people could pay at the NCA office.
Mm-hmm.
Fill this all in. Because they're doing bank transfers right now. A lot of people don't know this stuff, man. Tell people how they could pay the bill and get involved.
Nobody's going to drive all the way to the municipality to pay their trash. That's just one way of doing it, right?
So that's one way that no one's going to do?
Nobody's going to do that, right?
What do you suggest? Bank transfer? That's another way?
Yeah. I mean, you could go to the bank and do a deposit, but you have to know exactly who's the owner of the property, right? And once you do that deposit, you have to call the municipality and say, hey, I just made this deposit. Here's the receipt number. And it's under this person. And
a couple people will do that, but not very many.
People can pay this very easily at Super Nosara, at any supermarket. Okay. They want just to make it as easy as possible.
Will you know if people can pay it at the supermarkets?
That's a good question.
All right, no worries. Just to be determined. We'll keep people posted.
Yes.
If that comes around. That's pretty cool, though. My suggestion for the tourism side, as in the Playa de Nosara and most people there, is we get to the property managers. Because the property managers pay the bills for the majority of the homeowners.
Right. I have a list of guys. And I was given a warning. They won't be in the same room, Chris. Don't be stupid. I'm like, all right. So
now. We actually had a property manager meeting with the Security Council a couple months ago. And a good number of them showed up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, man. Property management, it's the hardest job. It's so hard. And you have a hard job.
Right.
Like a really hard job. But they do too, and they have a lot of stress on them. So it takes a special person to be a property manager in Nosara, that's for sure.
I agree.
But we got to get to them. We got to get to them. And you're a nice guy, and everyone's unified in this cause. Even enemies need to get along when it comes to our trash situation.
Right.
You need to get the property managers. They're the ones who can pay the bills.
I mean, what we did after we kind of set up our project in numbers and this huge piece of paper so we couldn't go wrong, is that, like I said before, I mean, we're just 3/4 short into our budget every month, right?
And we have 500,000 and we need
2 million colones. Yes.
2 million.
And in a way, we have this amount of hotels, right? Mm-hmm. So we got 11 of them. So, I'm not sure about the hotels, but Cookie and Beto and everybody made a list of hotels and said, Chris, your job is no longer breaking glass, sorting stuff and clean up. Nah, you're supposed to be hitting these places. You're supposed to be going to these hotels and asking them to join our route. You should be at this amount of restaurants.
What are they saying when you go? Is anyone saying no?
Not really. I mean,
so you're either a really good salesperson or people are willing to participate.
Nah, you can't fight it. You just can't. I mean,
well, the price is good. Like, what is there to fight? I guess that's what I'm getting at. No one should be saying no. I think everyone will get along. The difference between making your budget and not making it is the fact people don't know this right now. They don't know. And when you see people just arguing on social media, or what appears to be arguing or complaining, a lot of people don't tune into that. They actually go the other way. And I like that you are so aggressive when people visit the facility that you pull them in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, I've done that. I went by there to take pictures because when Vero came on here for the last...
Oh, I remember, yes.
Recycla, I came by to take pictures and you like ran out. And you were like, what's up, man? You want to see the place? Like, how's it going? I didn't expect anyone to invite me in and then show me how the whole thing works. Like,
whenever you see somebody like struggling to like, oh, well, it's like, you just ask, is it recyclables or is it trash? You speak English.
People want to help. Like, yes, I'm telling you, they do. They're just scared. People don't believe me sometimes when I say this, who've lived here a long time and they're fully bilingual. You got to remember what it was like. When you first got here, you didn't speak any Spanish and you're so scared to approach that person and look silly. Your presence there is helping break down these walls. More people are paying attention to it because you go out there and invite them in, you talk to them and you're super nice.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. We're stoked to have you. You've only been here 13 months and you're doing a good job. Everyone's pumped with you. So
thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing it. So I want to ask you some personal questions. Why the heck are you doing this, man? You could be doing anything. Why are you living at a dump in hot, dusty Nosara? I really want to know the answer to that. Like, what's driving you?
I'm 38 years old, right?
Okay.
When I was 36, I had Felipe. I normally cry when I say this, sorry. But when I had my son, which is a little more than 2.5 years, I realized there was nothing for me to brag about with my son. There was nothing. There wasn't a single thing that I was proud of. And I was into recycling, right? And I said, fuck it, let's do it. I meet the right fellas. They have introduced me to huge personalities of the recycling scene in Costa Rica, right? I love the fact that I'm doing something that is good. And in a way, I can't wait for the day in which I'll have my son coming to Nosara and people will say, hey, so you're Chris's son. And he'll go like, yeah, I mean, thank you. Yeah. Your dad did a good job. And in a way, it's what's keeping me here. I wouldn't go as far as saying that nothing else matters, right? That everything else is just, but that's my thing, you know, it's.
Like, this is your legacy, is what you're saying.
I've always worked in call centers, right?
Okay.
Customer service, mm-hmm. and sports books and online poker places, right? It's almost like a very tight comfort zone that you can fall into. I used to work right next to lawyers, to school teachers, to a whole bunch of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that a call center will just swallow them all. So what I'm trying to say is that there's comfort zone that I've been, you know, that I wasn't for 30, well, I mean, for as long as I can remember,
right.
there's this fucking nothing that I was proud of. Or the best way that I explain it to myself is that I wasn't doing nothing with my life for a large period of time. When my son was born, I said, well, this is it, you know, it's now or never. I broke up with Felipe's mom. And I guess that triggered it, right? And suddenly I got caught into the recycling scene, right? Into the recycling idea. I mean, recycling is not only to get into a warehouse or whatever. Recycling could be as well a guy that goes to massive events like big soccer games or big concerts or. And what this recycler will do is that he'll just take a bag and start filling it up with aluminum cans, right? 60 aluminum cans make up a kilo. A kilo is 500 colones. So, I mean, that's the recycler right there. And that's precisely the guy that I met where I live. His name is Tite, right?
Mm.
And that's the guy that teach me that, don't be ashamed of what you're doing, right? You're walking with this guy on the street and the sidewalk or whatever, and he'll just, you know, just like pick stuff from the ground, put it in his pocket.
So that like helped shape you, meeting this guy.
Oh, he's my homie. I mean, he's my brother, right? And that guy has even visited me in Nosara.
And that was an exciting thing for him to see.
Oh, it was mind-blowing, right? And even though if we want it or not, we're always talking about recycling. About how fucked up things are, about how twisted everything is in regards to prices, in regards to people on top not helping enough, in regards to everything. So all I'm saying is that it's something that you can easily get passionate about, right?
How'd you get to Nosara?
There's a truck driver that I met in Palmares there's some big festivities, right, and everything. And I was helping out my friend. Then I met this truck guy and said, hey, I run a recycling center in Guanacaste, in Nosara. So what's up? I'm like, well, I'm impressed. That's very nice. And he said, well, I mean, so what do you do? I'm like, no, I'm just helping out my friend and everything. He's like, well, you look gringo. And let me ask you, you speak English? I'm like, yeah. So how much you make? I was making maybe $1,800 at the moment, right? I was like, yeah, I mean, I make this and this. Then no, I can't pay you that. But if you're interested, there's this one place in Nosara in which if you want, you can just go there and you work for me and here and there. And I got on his truck. And before I got here, he took me to quite a few other recycling centers.
Okay.
When you walk into a recycling center, you know exactly what they're doing, right? And we do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So you can spend hours talking about how to break glass. You can spend hours about how much of a bitch cardboard is, like how much prices and everything. So there's this instant connection, which gets you, it gets you to bound with people that are, that is good people, right?
I got you.
That is
okay. So what's the difference between Nosara's Recycling Center and other places' recycling centers? Ah.
Well, we have a dump right next to it, right? But more important than a dump, we have a community as well. There's about 18 fellas that live at the dump. That was part of the previous trash pickup network. That's also part of those are also the guys that whenever the trucks will arrive, you know, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. they'll go through the trash and they'll just take up recyclables. I mean, come across cell phones, a watch or whatever. They're recyclers, right?
Are they going to stay on even though the municipality is transferred? They're still going to?
That's
to be determined?
That's uncertain.
Okay.
And if I could like say something or think about something that is the most important off of this whole thing that we're doing is that nobody has had the courtesy to them to just see them and say, hey, what's up? Thank you for what you do, right? I mean,
I got you.
And it's very messed up.
I appreciate you saying that and speaking from your heart.
It's messed up.
So where do they go now? They have to find new jobs and move somewhere else? Or are they going to live on site?
So far, that's what it looks like. Some of them are doing construction works. Some other guys are just like, you know, just like.
Man, I live very close to the dump and I go by there almost on a daily basis. I've never seen happier people at a dump. Yeah, every time you guys are waving, hey, and people are so nice.
The way I see it is that this is good people, man, that are doing something good. Great. That's it. You just have to give them a chance to get better at what they do. I'll tell you the truth, you know, like really brief. there's all these versions about how come Nosara is called Nosara, right? Everything involves a beautiful Chorotega princess and a treasure and, you know, and people find their treasure on surfing and yoga. And that's the whole idea, right? Like Nosara can offer, you know, his own treasure to people to, you know, interpret this in a way. The nicest story for me is when there's this yearly party, right? And they invite all the different tribes and, you know, we're worshiping the sun and we're going to party like there's no tomorrow and there's a lot of booze and everything. And they get hit by this guy called Nakaome, right? Which is from Isla Chira, like the rival tribe. Mm. And he gets there with this whole tribe. And I mean, they murder a lot of people. I'm sorry, right? That's the bad part of it. But they're into taking the treasure. And they're, I mean, it's just an army that is being set up to just take stuff. I mean, they're not saying please. They're not. And in a way, I stopped looking for my treasure, right? And I think I'm not going to find a treasure. I mean, maybe I will. But what we're doing, if you can put it in a nicer way, is that we're all Nakaome, right? And we're just setting up something that is going to just take everybody by storm. And the nicest thing is that a lot of people are jumping in and saying, well, I mean, you know what? This could work, right? And I don't see a reason why it shouldn't work. Mm. It's just a matter of being extremely positive and stubborn at the same time. And just, you know, just keep going at it. It's that's it. I mean, that's the way I see it, right?
But, well, hey, listen, I think you just summed yourself up pretty good. Extremely positive, but very stubborn. And that's what you have to have.
I call that my mutant powers, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are your dislikes about Nosara?
How far I have to walk sometimes to go to places.
It's kind of spread out.
Now we have a quad? A cuadraciclo. Mm-hmm. That was donated by Joe.
Nice.
Yes. And it's a badass quad. So, I mean, suddenly.
Congratulations.
We can go places.
All right. So that brings you to, I'll guess your other dislike will be dust.
Yes.
Because now you're on the quad, so now you're
getting to eat lots of dust. There's not much I can dislike from here. I'll tell you the truth. I'm single, right? And I fell in love every 50 meters. I mean, girls are precious. I mean, it's almost like people jumped out of a magazine. Guys, girls, everybody's beautiful. It's ridiculous.
This isn't a dislike.
No, I mean, I'm saying there's really not much I can dislike.
I'm glad you're here, man. I hope you continue feeling that way.
The beach, I mean, going out with, I mean, I have a few friends outside the dump, of course. And no, I have good friends. I have a lot of friends.
Yes, I bet you have a bunch of friends.
But there's this one guy that is doing something very similar to what I'm doing. He's been here for a year. He's working on prefabricados, like building houses and everything. Mm-hmm. He's a guy from Cartago, and he's my homie, right? And every now and then we go out and we agree upon that. There's nothing to dislike here. It's almost like it's stupid how nice it is, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's why you're fighting to keep it that way.
Ah, that's so nice.
What are your three favorite restaurants or places to go to?
I like the pizzas at Lily's.
Okay.
Basilico.
Okay.
I don't go out that much.
I got you, but you also go out to town. You're closer to town, so Pizzeria Lily makes sense.
Yeah, there's some pretty badass burgers right next to Super Vida in Arenales.
Uh-huh. My son loves pizza really... That Pizzeria Lily and nachos.
Ah, it's good.
He's super into that.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's good stuff. What are your three favorite things to do here?
Favorite things to do? Well, we took a surf lesson. Nice. Surf Pacific. That was badass. Yeah.
That's great.
I wouldn't really know how to answer that.
From the bottom of all of our hearts, thank you for what you're doing. Nosar Recicla is kicking butt. You guys are creating more awareness and making more stuff happen than the entire time I've been here. And it's thanks to people like Jessica, Vero, you, Nisei, just go down the list. Many thanks to everyone whose names we didn't mention, and particularly you, Mr. Christian. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you coming in.
It's all good.